Monday, October 20th, 2008. NASA Pools Province of China website reference. Home again. A blogger who took NASA to task returned to Taiwan from the U.S. in July last year, quitting a well-paid job because of his patriotism. It is a country's basic right to maintain its name, yet Taiwan's name has been abused by others over and over again, revealing that there are still deficiencies in Taiwan's right to exercise sovereignty. Shortcake, a Taiwanese blogger, a NASA website that offers researchers downloadable satellite data, no longer lists Taiwan as Taiwan Province of China on the page, after a Taiwanese blogger who goes by the pseudonym Shortcake wrote about it in his blog, a large group of internet users sent protest to emails to NASA, which changed the name to Taiwan on Thursday. Shortcake said the website used to refer to Taiwan as Taiwan, but speculated that the government's talk of a diplomatic truce with China led to the change on the NASA website. The blogger said this violated the 1996 Memorandum of Understanding signed by the U.S. Department of State, which stated that the U.S. government and its officials should refer to Taiwan as Taiwan. Shortcake wrote a protest letter to the agency and invited fellow internet users to copy this letter and send it to NASA. Within a day, NASA edited the web page and changed Taiwan's name back to Taiwan. Shortcake went to school in the U.S. and worked there for more than a decade. In his blog, he discusses acts by governments, agencies, and international organizations that degrade Taiwan's national sovereignty. This is not the first time he has written a letter of protest and called on other internet users to join in the written protest. Most organizations, after receiving letters of protests, change Taiwan's name to Taiwan on their websites, he said, citing a U.S. railway company, Google Maps, the WHO, the Global Invasive Species Database, and Nokia as examples. Shortcake returned to Taiwan in July last year, quitting a well-paid job because of the passion he felt for his country, he said. Shortcake said he had promoted activism because he felt that Taiwan is often degraded in the international community. It is a country's basic right to maintain its name. Yet, Taiwan's name has been abused by others over and over again, revealing that there are still deficiencies in Taiwan's right to exercise sovereignty, he said. He said he felt he had the duty to protest this treatment and help the nation combat it. Over the years, Shortcake said he has been pleased to find many like-minded people. As long as people are willing to speak out, Taiwan has a good chance of having its name respected, he said.